At first, the music pouring down from the speakers seems out of place as you gaze at the painted image of a blindfolded Viet Cong prisoner standing alone in the jungle. But Spring Green artist and photographer David Giffey says this 60s music was the soundtrack of the war for him, and it belongs with his paintings.
The music reflects the time as much as the photography does and the imagery. And this, I feel, is music that has been, if you will, selectively edited from the consciousness of popular music and the popular mindset. I don't know how that happens, so, I mean, it seems unfair to me.
The war seemed unfair to Giffey, too, and there's both sorrow and bitterness reflected in the five huge canvases displayed at the museum. He was drafted in 1964 to serve as a combat photographer and journalist, snapping pictures of wounded soldiers and captured prisoners with the Army's 1st Infantry. When he came back from the war, he filed away all the photographs he'd taken and joined the anti-war movement. In 1991, when the first Gulf War began, he pulled the pictures out and used them as an inspiration for paintings.
It was a deeply distressing time for me. It made me very mad, frankly, to think of another generation of young people being sent around the world to wage war in a setting about which they knew nothing.
All of the paintings have an angry red background, and beside each one is the photograph that inspired it. The title piece, with the Viet Cong prisoner, comes from a scene Giffey remembers well. He knew that soon after he took the picture, the prisoner would be executed by the South Vietnamese Army.
And so it was easy in that case to think of a painting, to make a painting of it. And the painting shows only his image, surrounded in a kind of desperate jungle-like setting with lots of red, violent colors. And to me, it's desperately solitary and lonely, which is certainly the way he must have felt.
Giffey's an active member of the group Vets for Peace. Many fellow veterans who share his opposition to the war showed up for the opening reception at the museum. Will Williams served two tours in Vietnam. He says an exhibit showing the darker side of the war is long overdue.
Vietnam was a bad image for people during the time we were fighting it, and I think a lot of people still see that image and are still failing to accept the fact that Vietnam happened and that it was wrong. And I think that's part of why it took so long to get something like this in that really shows what war is like.
It's unusual for the Veterans Museum to feature art exhibits of any kind, much less one by an anti-war veteran. But Museum Director Richard Zeitlin says Giffey's pictures are just as much a document of war as the weapons and uniforms found in other parts of the museum. He says the new exhibit fits with the year-long series on the 30th anniversary of the end of the war in Vietnam.
It's a natural for us, and it brings us closer to the general public and to the general Wisconsin community to become a venue for all kinds of military history-related materials.
Artist David Giffey says by accepting his exhibit, the museum has made him and other anti-war vets feel welcome. He says he believes there's a growing audience now for his approach to art, which he describes as an antidote to war.
The nature of art is that it's a peaceful way for people to express themselves and to communicate ideas and opinions. That's what I do as an artist.
The Long Shadow exhibit runs through December 16th at the Veterans Museum across the street from the state capitol. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio. I've walked and I crawled on six crooked highways.